New York City police and the district attorney's office are reacting to a 22-year-old Muslim woman's claim that she was a victim of a hate crime and officials didn't pursue it. In May, Fatoumata Camara was returning home from the New York City College of Technology, where she was a student, when she says a group of teens, boys and girls, first hurled racial insults and sunflower seeds at her while riding on the public bus. Then as she was getting off the bus, they punched her, pulled off her hijab, her head covering. Her bag with her passport, social security card, other personal items was gone. She was taken to the hospital, treated for a bloody broken nose and a head injury. But she says police closed the case until she went out and found the evidence, a videotape. Fatoumata joins us from our NPO studios in New York. And first, how are you doing?
I'm okay. It's been a lot, but I'm okay.
Well, I'm so sorry. No one disputes that an incident happened, but we understand you were then asked to identify the suspects in a lineup, something like 18 people in a lineup. And you say at that time, an official told you that the case was closed. The city says that didn't happen, but you believe you were told the case was closed because you couldn't identify them?
Yes, yeah. I was told by an officer that my case was dropped because I couldn't identify the people.
Yeah. Well, we asked the NYPD for a statement, and first of all, they say that there is no place for hate or intolerance in New York. The investigation is ongoing. The case had been investigated initially as a robbery, but this felt even initially like more than a robbery. Did it not to you?
It was definitely more than a robbery. They called me names in the bus, such as stupid, dumb black with her stupid hair wrap, which is a hijab. So I don't understand why would they think this is just a robbery.
You're saying they were calling your hijab a rag that's covering your hair. So that, but also you had a broken nose. It feels as if this was an assault. Did you then decide to go out and get some visual proof? Did you go and look for the surveillance video?
Yes, so after I was told that my case was dropped, I figured they wouldn't do anything about it. They also told me there was no footage camera around where the incident happened. But I went out. I saw three different cameras at the place. I went in. I spoke to the manager. He gave me the footage.
So now you have the footage. The media sees the footage. It again shows this brutal attack. Bystanders try to intervene. The attack stops. It starts again. Police come. The police are now saying, again, in the statement that we got from the NYPD, as a result of new information which detectives had not been aware of previously, investigators are now conferring with the NYPD Hate Crime Task Force. So it feels as if the footage that you got, at the very least, fed into what now seems to be a hate crime investigation. First of all, how did you even know to go look for video camera footage?
Well, they told me there was no footage. So because of that, I decided to go on my own and see if I can get this footage. Plus, I asked the manager of the place if the police has been there to get this footage. He told me that they've never been there for my case. Mm. So that literally showed me they wouldn't do anything, and I wanted something to come out of this.
Well, tell us more about that. Why do you want something to come? I mean, which seem obvious. But for your own, you know, getting justice. But why do you press on this?
It was definitely a hate crime to me. They didn't do their job. So I wanted to get justice for what happened to me.
Well, and I would assume the young people as well. Are you aware of, I mean, this is your particular case, but we understand that attacks against women wearing hijabs have risen quite a bit. Is that something you've been conscious of?
Yeah, definitely. You know, who knows how many times cases like this have been happening. But I had support from my family and my lawyers who pushed me forward to get justice for this case.
Well, again, the police have responded to us saying that they are now investigating this as a hate crime. The DA's office sent Channel 2, their CBS, a statement saying, "We did not dismiss the case. We deferred it pending further police investigation. The police, however," this is the DA saying of the police, "weren't able to obtain the ID of the suspects. They closed the case." So even the DA's office is in conflict with what the police are saying. The police are saying they did not close the case. The DA is saying they did. As you said, who knows how many people did not think of going to find video? I mean, do you think about that?
Yeah, definitely.
Isn't there, though, a part of you that says, ugh, just move on? I don't know if I want to deal with this. It's re-traumatizing.
Yeah. Every day I go out there, I get a reminder of what happened. I'll call my fiancé crying to him, telling him how I was feeling.
Well, I mean, you've mentioned your fiancé. Your wedding planner was stolen.
Yeah, it was stolen as well.
Wow. When's your wedding?
July.
This in a month and a half?
Yes, in a month and a half.
How's your nose?
It's a lot better now.
Well, the hate crimes investigation is going on. We hope you can concentrate on July. That's 22-year-old Fatoumata Camara. She helped investigate what she says is a hate crime after what appears to be an assault by a group of young people in New York. Fatoumata, again, I hope that nose goes down. You know,
I hope so too.
And you're going to look beautiful in July. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.